For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go all access with someone who knows both teams in depth, Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL on CBS, based here in Pittsburgh, brought to you by Bet365. Aditi, what's your theory on why Lamar struggles against the Steelers the way that he does?
I think that the Steelers' defense, I think it's familiarity. No, but the Steelers' defense plays Lamar more than just about anybody, other than, of course, the other division foes. They've always got an unbelievably stout defense, and that's part of it. It's not, you're not surprised or thrown by what he does. Really quickly, though, I do want to go back to something. I was listening to you in the car, and you were talking about why Sunday Night Football didn't take the Steelers-Ravens game.
Oh, yeah, this is great because you're from CBS. You can probably answer this.
So I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that CBS is guaranteed at least one divisional matchup in the AFC divisions. And the other Steelers-Ravens game was already taken, I use the word taken, was given to Fox. So, you know, so for anybody who doesn't remember, historically or traditionally over the course of the last whatever 10 years, the AFC, CBS is home to the AFC, and the NFC was on Fox. And in the last couple of years, that's been shaken up. Or is it this year? Is this year the first year that it's been shaken up?
No, it's been happening. It's been a few now, Aditi, but you're onto something here.
Exactly. So anyway, so because all the best quarterbacks are in the AFC and all the marquee matchups are in the AFC, now Fox gets some AFC matchups. Like, you would never think that Ravens-Steelers would ever be a Fox game, but it is this year.
That's a Saturday game before the Christmas Day game against the Chiefs. So
right. So, but part of this anyway is that you can't take both Steelers-Ravens from CBS, just like you can't take both Cowboys-Eagles from Fox.
Ah.
So I suspect that the Steelers did indeed protect Bills Chief, which they would have. And then Steelers-Ravens was also essentially protected because it's the only Steelers-Ravens game they have. I think. That's what I'm surmising. It's not like I called David Burson, who's the president of our network, and said, hey, is this completely, totally correct? But...
Well, Pony loves that level of detail, Aditi, and I appreciate it as well. But I'm going to grab the steering wheel and then make an extremely hard left turn back
hard
onto
right
the
turn. Left.
Hard
okay.
left, hard right. It doesn't really matter. We're just getting back onto the field. What do you think, if anything, is different about Lamar Jackson this year versus any previous season, as far as what he is on the field and what he means to that offense and how he functions in that offense?
You know what, Lamar Jackson, what Todd Monken, who is now in his second year as the offensive coordinator, was adamant about the fact that he really wants Lamar to be a part of the design and build of this offense. And he really believes that the greater investment Lamar feels that he has in the offense, the better Lamar will be, the greater ownership Lamar feels he has. And so I know that he has been more intimately involved in the offense than he ever has been before. And the other thing I would say is that Lamar Jackson really and truly, you hear this from players everywhere. Oh, all I want to do is win. All I want to do is win. Lamar Jackson really and truly, really, 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 truly is motivated by the desire to win and not much else. You think about him, a multiple MVP, a dynamic athlete, unlike just about anybody in the game, a level of, albeit regular season, but success. And he doesn't do anything to market himself, to get big endorsement deals, to be out there in any way. He's not talking to a speech coach about doing more public appearances. All he cares about is getting better on the field and winning. And again, we hear this from a lot of great players, but there are some that are 100% sincere, and that's him. Like, that's all that's driving him right now. And sure, he may collect a third MVP, but it's not going to mean much of anything to him if he's not getting to the Super Bowl. So I think what you're seeing is just the continued maturation and improvement. And again, as I said, the ownership of this offense and the way the offense has grown.
Aditi, Mike Tomlin said of Deontay Johnson, I'm not worried about him because the Ravens have more significant players with bigger roles on the team, which is not the typical tact he takes. Brutal honesty when talking about the opponent. He made Daniel Jones sound like he was the best dual threat quarterback in the league a few weeks ago. Why is Deontay so buried in Baltimore? I mean, he barely played against
Cincinnati.
I mean,
he's been there 2 weeks. How long has he even been there?
Well, his playing time went down from 1 week to the next. And when he was out there, he slipped and fell on a route. And juxtapose that with Mike Williams, one target, one catch, one touchdown in his first game.
Yeah, don't you feel like this is a really, really, really small sample size to make any sort of big, huge statement right there? I also don't think that Mike Tomlin was taking this, like, very calculated shot at Deontay Johnson. I think what he said was completely truthful. I'd be a lot more worried about Mark Andrews, too. I'd be a lot more worried about Zay Flowers.
But
I'd be a lot more worried about Derrick Henry.
But he never does that. He never does that. He makes the 0-16 Browns sound like they're the 85 Bears. Is what our website said, and it was right. He always pumps tires. The guy might as well work at Jiffy Lube. He pumps tires on everybody. He never goes the brutal honesty route when talking about the other team. It was peculiar based on how Johnson exited here. That's all.
All right. I mean, I'll give you that, but I can't speculate as to what. I'm not going to put words
well,
in my
here's
mouth.
Here's no speculation. The Ravens have the worst pass defense in the NFL. Why does it blow?
It is surprising that the back end is not playing better.
Do you think that there's a specific reason for that, though? Like, is it as simple as they're always ahead in games, and so teams are just filling the air with footballs against them?
That was Tomlin's take.
No, you know, I think that there is a piece of that, but, you know, coaching counts for a lot, and they had a tremendous coach in Denard Wilson, who is now the defensive coordinator in Tennessee. And when Mike McDonald was leaving, there was, you know, Denard Wilson would have been a very good candidate to be defensive coordinator. It's my understanding that could have happened, but Denard Wilson wanted to go somewhere and start fresh. If you're the DC in Baltimore, you're essentially running what is John Harbaugh's defense. It is based on the tenets of John Harbaugh. And so you lost a great coach there. And then in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, they've lost a lot of really good coaches. Jesse Minter was the DB's coach on that staff. And he, of course, is now Jim Harbaugh's defensive coordinator out in LA. Mike McDonald was the defensive coordinator, and he's in Seattle, obviously, as the head man. Part of this is why they brought Dean Pease back to help.
Dean Pease.
You know, Zach Orr is a good young coach, but he's young. He's young. He's not that far removed from his playing days.
Aditi, last one. Give us somebody who you think is an X factor for the Steelers in this game, and flip side, somebody for the Ravens who's an X factor.
Pat Freiermuth for the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And for the Ravens, I'm going to say Derrick Henry.
He has not played well against the Steelers yet in his career. So
that's kind of why. Like, does he sort of figure it out, or do they completely bottle him up as they generally have?
Tough man to bottle. He is a large individual. I don't know if he's going to fit in a bottle. But anyways.
Hey, can I just say I saw one of our old friends, James Conner, this weekend.
Nice.
And
we love
what
James.
Yes. And he is playing as well as he ever has in his life. He is just killing it. He is so happy. And you know what? It makes me feel like one of your young kids has flown the nest and is succeeding in every way.
And you also got to see Aaron Rodgers, who came out and said, yeah, I think I'll be back in 2025. But that's a story for another day. Thank you, Aditi.
I spent a lot of time with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, boy.
All right.
See you,
Aditi. Bye.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.